الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد الردس أنسسترز حياكم الله تو ذيس سيشن أوف رياض الصالحين. We are still with the chapter of الصبر, patience. And hadith number 47 of the hadith of the book says here, عن معاذ بن أنس رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من كظم غيظا وهو قادر على أن ينفذه دعاه الله سبحانه وتعالى على رؤوس الخلائق يوم القيامة حتى يخيره من الحور العين ما شاء. رواه أبو داود والترمذي وقال حديث حسن. This hadith is reported by Imam Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi on the authority of Mu'adh ibn Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever suppresses an anger, he can take a revenge for it. Allah, the glorified, will call over the creatures on the dumb's day, on the day of resurrection, to let him choose Hur al-Ain from Hur al-Ain. What he was. And if you control yourself when you are angry and you don't revenge, you don't respond, then Allah, the reward of it is that Allah Ta'ala will make you amongst all the creation in the day of resurrection to choose whatsoever Hur'in you want. Now, whatsoever Hur'in you want is not regarding the quality, because in the quality they are all the same, all pretty, all beautiful, all nice, everything same, all the same. But here, to choose meaning to take the number you want. Wallahu a'lam. Or maybe for some differences, and Allah a'lam, though, you can choose which one you want. Now, the woman can say, this is for men, when they control their anger. What about the woman? It seems from the hadith that this hadith does not relate to men, to the men. Because whatsoever al-hur al-'ayn, beautiful in the Jannah, the believer woman will be more beautiful than this. And she will be the queen in that garden, in that palace. If her husband is given from al-hur al-'ayn because of his patience and his control over his anger, then she is going to be the queen over them all. She would be the more beloved to the husband, more pretty and beautiful than all of them. And all of them would be like her mates. So they are not going to be equal to her. Rather that they are going to be over her, but they are going to be below her. So even the woman, when she controls herself, she is going to be given her name. Look to it in this world. in the time where there used to be slavery. The women did used to have slaves or no? Yes, they did used to have slaves. And for example, Zayd ibn Haritha was a slave of whom? Was a slave of whom, Ikhwan? Anyone knows? Naam? He was a slave of Khadija. Khadija bought him. He was sold in the slavery market in Mecca and Khadija bought him. So Khadija owned a slave. Huh? And then she gave him as a gift to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him freedom. When you look to Hajar, the mother of Ismail, she was a slave. Owned by whom? Owned by Sarah. Because the king of Egypt gave Hajar to Sarah as a kind of gift. And then she gave Hajar to Ibrahim as a gift. So, originally, Sarah was the owner of Hajar, was the master of Hajar. So the woman in this world still can have slaves or maids or whatsoever, maids. And now, the housemaid works under whom? Yes, you the man who pays the salary. You the man who apply for registration for her to be housemaid in your house. But who gives her the command? Your wife, not you. Your wife, and your wife feels that she is, and she, amongst all the other women, oh, I'm someone who has housemaid. And that time, in the time of slavery, the woman used to say, I'm someone who has a slave. Or two, or three. So in this world, women also own, and she feels that she is above them. What about in Jannah? And in this Hur al-Ain, many people think that this is only for man. La la la. Hur al-Ain in the Jannah, like the slaves in this world. So the man can have Hur al-Ain, and the woman can have Hur al-Ain. Man have Hur al-Ain to enjoy. Woman have Hur al-Ain to feel that she is, and still she will allow her husband to enjoy them. Wallahu a'lam. But this is not only special for men. This reward is not only special for men. Because controlling the anger is not only wanted from the men. But it is wanted also from women. If the woman controls her anger and doesn't go for revenge, she will also be rewarded. She will also be rewarded. This hadith and the like of it encourages us to control our anger, to exercise patience. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.